Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right. Good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. That would be me, Dan Buck, in here with me this morning, along with Ethan Bright. And our thanks to Heidi for filling in yesterday on Veterans Day. It was kind of nice because I got in here Monday, still recovering from this rib injury. That was kind of rough. And had yesterday to rest again.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling better today.
Dude, you've got a little extra hop in your step. I noticed your pace walking through the studio looks better. I can also tell you're not as winded. I mean, as short of breath, it was hard for you to even catch a deep breath on Monday.
It is miraculous to me that, what now, 9 days out, 10 days out from this accident, that I feel as good as I do right now.
It's borderline miraculous. And the fact you still have no bruising, is that right? Nothing?
Nothing ever showed up on my ribs.
That's insane. Hit a bar from falling 6 feet onto a metal bar and you've got no like mid contusions across your body.
I don't have time to bleed.
I've got no time to bleed.
I don't know, but you know, I am going to get a McRib because my understanding is they're back out like today.
I think that's the most disgusting sandwich on the planet. I know people love them. So, I mean, there's people who can't wait for the release, whatever times of year they put them out there. But man, it just looks—it's just disgusting. I think they just form all this muck into a sandwich.
Yeah. Do you know what today is?
What?
Do you know what other significant day today is?
Day after my daughter's birthday.
Oh yeah, it's another birthday.
Yeah.
Trisha Everding's birthday.
It's Trisha's birthday. We should call her up and sing to her
her
birthday.
We should. If baby Bernie hasn't gotten her out of bed yet, we should call and wake her up and sing to her. But
exactly.
Anyway, just thought I'd point that out. If you follow us on Facebook, we don't have the feed up yet this morning because we walk into the studio and the stupid thing wants me to re-enter my password. And I have temporarily forgotten which password I used the last time because it's constantly wanting you to update it. And I got to get that figured out, and it may be in the next commercial break before that happens. So I apologize for that. We are going to do our best. If you're following us at least on Facebook this morning, to get logged back in, I do give you my biggest apologies. Can I tell you how happy I am, Dan Buck?
Are you happy?
I am. Tell you happy. How happy I am. The government's going to reopen today, but I hear the story this morning on the way in that the average salary of an air traffic controller is $145,000 a year. Now, that doesn't include overtime and all this other stuff, and I know that's an average, so there's some people making less than that. But every single person who missed a paycheck during the government shutdown knew all along that they would be getting back pay.
Yeah.
Every person.
Right. No one's going without pay. The government got delayed from when that check arrives. Right.
The government was never going to not reopen. So you knew that if you went to work, you were getting paid. You just weren't going to immediately get a paycheck. You're about to get a big one. That should catch you up on all your bills and all that stuff. I'm not saying it's an ideal situation. The point is, I didn't choose that. You chose it. If you chose to work for the federal government, you had to understand this was a potential risk.
Yeah,
that the government could shut down and you might be going to work without actually getting a paycheck every 2 weeks like you're used to. I hate to be a hard ass about it, but that's just. You made that decision, not me, if you're an air traffic controller. God bless you for what you do. Here's what I love. I forget what the percentage was, he said, of people who just didn't show up for work, who called in sick because they were angry that they weren't going to get a paycheck, right?
Right.
And I love the fact that Donald Trump announced every one of them that showed up for all their shifts. He wants them to get a $10,000 bonus.
And he'll make it happen. I assure you he is going to tell Duffy, find it in the budget to give every one of those who showed up every day to work.
Get your crabby ass back to work, right?
Yeah.
And when you go back to work, I'd love a picture of your face when the guy sitting next to you who showed up for every shift gets an extra 10 grand in his paycheck and you don't. Because shame on you. And I would love them to go back and force every single one of those people who called in sick, as I use air quotes, and make them bring in a doctor's note. And that you're not getting paid for those days if you can't produce a note from your doctor saying that you were actually sick.
No, if you were.
So in other words, then there would be a penalty imposed on you for doing an adult drop and flop during the middle of all of this when air traffic, when your job is so vital to the United States of America that thousands and thousands of people have either had their plans completely canceled or severely interrupted because you decided you just were going to call in sick to show what a butt you are and not go to work.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And the human life toll of that, too. People trying to get to funerals. People trying to get to their daughter or son's wedding. So many life-altering, impacts that you made because of your, and it is selfishness. It's you putting your paycheck ahead of the needs and demands of your government job. You're supposed to be a servant, right? If you're a public servant working for the government, you take in certain responsibilities, if you will, to serve the general public. And these people who just called in randomly sick, I think it was 26% of the workforce on one day, just decided they weren't going to show up. And I love the fact Donald Trump saying, hey, now that it's over, all those people who showed up every single day to do their job, to be the public servant that we pay them to do, and we're going to pay them all their back pay, and we're going to throw a bonus to those people who never missed a shift.
Yeah.
How awesome would that be? And you know what else I'd throw in there? Is a vacation so they can spend a $10,000 bonus going on a trip with their family somewhere. And the guy who was calling in sick has to sit there and look at an empty chair for a week while that guy's out enjoying a $10,000 vacation somewhere. How awesome.
Hey, did you see the Northern Lights last night?
Somebody, was putting up pictures in Newtown because, it was very dark out there. And they unbelievable photographs. Gorgeous. I was like, what? Where was that?
And I swear I didn't see it. I walked outside and looked at one point and I didn't see anything. But there is going to be more light pollution in that area where I live maybe than where you were up there. I just wondered if you saw it. Did you see it, Ethan? Hold on.
I did not. My wife did, though. She was outside. I think you might have had to look. Like the last time the Northern Lights hit, you had to look through your camera phone, like your phone camera.
Oh, really?
To see it. So I think she was out there. A bunch of people on my Facebook saw it, too.
Yeah, I keep seeing the beautiful pictures that are getting posted. But once again, you snooze, you lose. I guess I must have gone to bed too early to actually see that and enjoy it. That stinks. All right, Ethan, I tell you what. Let's go ahead and get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Our heroes have lived through unthinkable nightmares so we could live the American dream. And the American dream is coming back again, stronger than ever before. And you'll see that as the next few years evolve.
President Trump there speaking on Veterans Day from Arlington National Cemetery. And once again, our thanks to all of you who serve and all of you who did serve.
I understood the game that was being played, and I made a decision that I wasn't going to get played. And
Chess, not checkers.
Yeah, cackling Kamala there, trying to convince you that she knew what his game plan was, and she was not going to play into it. Hey, you lost. I think you played into it.
Well, I thought it was. I thought that was Crockett at first. She put
No.
Where was all that slime
Kamala,
coming
Kamala,
from?
Well, that's, you know,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Grew up in. We know that these people are criminals. It's the matter of having the documentary evidence to really pin it on them. And that's been bundled up inside the Department of Justice, inside the FBI. So then Trump's first term, again, I think these documents were hidden. They weren't made available to prosecutors. I think that's what's going to be revealed.
Yeah, Ron Johnson talking about the Clinton corruption with the Clinton Foundation. And he thinks that may be a new area of investigation for Congress because he said this stuff was buried deeply by the Obama administration. First Trump administration, they didn't have time to find it. They had no interest in the Biden administration. He said when all this comes out, it's going to blow people away.
Yeah. And what Tulsi uncovered yesterday about Obama is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I agree.
These terrible stories every day. I'm immediately mad at certain aunts, uncles, cousins who put him in power. And it's really hard. And I wish I could, like, deprogram myself in some way.
Don't you feel sorry for her, Dan? Here's my question this morning, because we have such a great following in St. Louis, and I know it's early in the morning, and I'm going to pose it a little later in the show as well. If you are a cousin, a relative of Molly McNerney, would you please reach out to us? Would you reach out to us here through social media on the show, on the Facebook page, or however, email us down here, mark.cox@odyssey.com. I would love to have you as a guest on this show. That is Jimmy Kimmel's wife, specifically blasting her backwoods St. Louis relatives who dared to vote for Donald Trump, despite the fact that she's married to the man who goes out on the air and fights him every single day of his life.
Yeah.
She doesn't even talk to those backwoods people anymore. She's cut them all off.
I would love to hear from some relatives who know dear Molly.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to, because I know they're out there. If they're in the St. Louis area and they are conservative like she describes, you know they're listening to 97.1. So I would love to hear from some relatives of Molly McNerney. Just to tell me what that relationship's been like. Apparently she was harassing them all through the election, emailing them, telling them, here's 10 reasons you can never vote for this man. And they all either sent her some crass reply or just ignored her. Good for you.
That's right.
But, oh, my God. Completely went off the reservation. This one is batshit crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
Sorry.
Oh.
Hit the dump button there.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh. Did we get to
Beep.
It? Did he get
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he hit it.
He doesn't know. He said, I hit the button. That's all I know.
We're going to get to a quick break here and our national anthem, please.
It hurts me so much because of the personal relationship I now have, where my husband is out there fighting this man. And to me, them voting for Trump is them not voting for my husband and me and our family. And I unfortunately have kind of lost relationships with people in my family because of it. This is not just Republican versus Democrat for me anymore. Mm-hmm. It is, to me, it's family values. And it's
It's about family values, Dan. Didn't you understand that? She was raised in a Republican household. This is this Molly McNerney. She's the wife of Jimmy Kimmel. And I think this happened on Monday. It's when she was talking about this in this podcast. And I know you have. Do you have people that have defriended you on Facebook or just... or you've defriended over the issue of politics?
Oh, absolutely.
Dozens of them?
Oh,
family
yeah.
members?
Yeah, absolutely. Cousins. Yeah. Not my immediate, and, you know, haven't lost any children over it yet. But, yeah, and I think, you know, when you stand your ground on an issue, you stand your ground on principles and morals, you're going to have separation. Now, there used to be a day and age where we could have differences of opinion, but it wouldn't affect relationships in your life. Now, it's just like, you know, people are so toxic and so, you know, animatedly against things, and they see you as, you know, the evil one if you're conservative, if you're Christian, if you're promoting, you know, family values, if you're promoting pro-life, if you're promoting, I mean, now it's like people will cut you off from any types of communication, and in some cases become violent in their speech, you know, and become angry.
This lady is the so typical of the left. She's so angry. Like, this is the tolerant left in this country. She's so angry that her relatives don't agree with her or won't answer her emails because she married Jimmy Kimmel, and you should therefore change your opinion because of who she's married to. She's so mad that she badgered them around election time, peppered them with emails demanding that they vote against Donald Trump, and then was just so angry, and she's just so angry all the time that none of these people will honor her and respect her family and her opinions. Like, who the hell does she think she is?
And I always laugh when she talked about, you know, it comes down to family morals and principles.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, what are your values and principles? Like, am I supposed to support killing babies in order to be your friend?
Right? Oh, yeah, yeah.
What do I have to do? Because they love to promote things like less hate. You know, well, why can't we all just get along? Because y'all are that, you know? I mean... Well, you guys are all just so hateful towards anyone with an opposing viewpoint. And I'm like, do you hear the contradictions and hypocrisies in your message?
Yeah.
That one minute you're saying less hate, the next minute you're hating on everybody. It's who doesn't agree with you?
You understand it's people like this in the progressive left that led to disinformation czars and all of that during the Biden administration, wanting to shut down your free speech because you disagree with their worldview. That is the left in a nutshell. All right, we got a couple of different Cardinal ticket giveaways we're going to do this morning. Great deals for you. Stick around. Dan's segment's up next.
Freedom has a frequency. 97.1 FM Talk. 97.1 FM Talk. St. Louis Conservative.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
But don't give a f***.
It's our Warrior Women Wednesday. Always out there on the internet looking for people, just telling the truth, bringing the truth each and every day on social media. And, of course, mainstream media never wants these voices to be heard. Most radio stations ignore these social media influencers, but not on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We go out and we find these great voices. And this particular woman actually comes from the news industry. She was a reporter at one point for a couple West Coast news outlets. Her name's Liz Wheeler, and she basically got fed up that she could never give both sides of the story.
I know Liz.
Do you know her?
I had her on the show one time when she was with, was she with One America News?
Yeah.
I think it was One America News. It wasn't America's Voice. It was, I think it was One America News.
Her podcast is booming right now. She has grown almost 300,000 followers in 2 months. So she is out there just every day with a podcast. The Liz Wheeler Show is the actual name of it. But on her Facebook page and also on her X account, she breaks up her podcast into great little 2 minute clips and different things. And I first got turned on to her when somebody sent me, and I'm going to play that particular clip, shortly after the Charlie Kirk Memorial. She had a great take on Elon Musk in his interview down on the stadium floor, which was pretty eye-opening, how Elon Musk saw the death of Charlie Kirk. And she kind of puts a bright light on really how Charlie Kirk is touching the world still to this day. And this was shortly after the memorial, just a couple days afterwards. I then began following her. She's on my feed. She's worth the follow, people, I promise you. You don't have to watch her entire hour-long daily podcast. But on her feeds, both Facebook and X, she kind of breaks it down and has 2-3 minute clips, the best parts of her show. And this is it. This is the one segment I'm going to share of Liz Wheeler, basically sharing Elon Musk's take on the death of Charlie Kirk. Hit it, Ethan.
Listen to what Elon Musk said when he was on the floor of the stadium and he did an interview with a media outlet. And the media outlet asked Elon Musk why Charlie Kirk was killed. This is what Elon said. Take a listen.
Why was he killed?
He was killed because his words made a difference. Because he was showing people the light. And he was killed by the dark.
Thank you, sir.
Wow.
Because he was showing people the light, and he was killed by the dark. That's not a political analogy. That's not about free speech. That's not about being a Republican or a conservative or a right-winger or owning the libs or pushing back against radical leftist lunatics. That's about the battle of good versus evil, about the battle raging in our midst that we know God will win in the end. And Elon Musk is a bellwether. You can call him the canary in the coal mine if you want. Mm-hmm. Look at his X account over the past 24 hours. 17 hours ago, he posted, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." He posted a line of the Lord's Prayer. Elon Musk is posting publicly. That post was viewed by 32 million people. The most essential part of the tenets of our Christian faith. Because Charlie Kirk's mission was not just to turn everyone Republican. Charlie Kirk's mission was to save people's souls.
Wow. Yeah, Liz pretty much nails it there. And the impact that Charlie's life and message is having on a confessed atheist, right? Elon Musk 5 years ago or 6 years ago was talking about how he felt he was an atheist. And he was a disgruntled Democrat. Look where Elon Musk is today. I mean, he's talking about faith. He's quoting the Lord's Prayer on his X account where 32 million people view it. And Liz just, you know, does a great job of celebrating Charlie's life. The most recent thing she's after, and it's, you know, well worth it. She's got a couple podcasts out there where she's breaking down some of the issues of the shutdown and how it is really, you know, grossly impacting the very Democrats that the Democrats say they're trying to help and the hypocrisies of all of that. But get out there and watch her. She's very easy to find. You just search Liz Wheeler on either Facebook or on X and she will pop up. 1.4 million followers now on Facebook. So
good for her. And good for her point on Elon there. Because to your point, Elon Musk, I think maybe what changed him more than anything is seeing how the left tried to eat him.
Yeah.
Over his purchase of Twitter. They tried to stop it. They tried to sue him over it because all they care about is power. And they did not want that outlet to be owned by somebody who would allow language and thoughts that they disagreed with. The left can't stand that. They talk all the time about their enemies being fascists. The definition of fascism is shutting down speech you don't like.
Yeah, exactly.
It's what the left does in this country all the time, Dan. And Musk, he's the one person in the world who could afford to outlive them, right?
You're right.
Like they couldn't destroy him because he's got too much money.
Yep.
If they turned their ire on any of the rest of us, we'd be gone.
And not just too much money, but he had too much money willing to do good.
Correct.
Right? He was willing to buy Twitter to free up the largest communication platform in the world, by the way.
Right.
And say, no, we're not going to squelch speech. He is a staunch American, especially around the First Amendment, and he just absolutely was convicted. He knew it would never make him money. To this day, Twitter is not making him money, even though he streamlined it and cut some jobs and got it to where at least it can break even. But he didn't buy it for the value. He bought it for the importance that it brought to the United States and brought to the concept
world
of free speech that give everyone an outlet where, hey, we're not going to have people trying to determine who's what's truth and what's not truth. Let you decide and let the community of free speech go crazy.
It's like the people complaining about Roger Ailes and founding Fox News and it was helping Republicans and it was this and it was that. And the people complaining about it were completely either oblivious or ignorant, choosing to be ignorant to the fact that the left has controlled the mainstream media in this country.
Yeah, Ted Turner at CNN, right?
All of my career in media.
Right.
All of my career. And the only outlet you had to get a different point of view or perspective out there was conservative radio, started by Rush Limbaugh. I mean, he didn't start conservative radio, but he was the godfather of conservative radio. I wouldn't be doing what I do today without Rush Limbaugh. I praise him constantly for that. And what he brought was an alternative point of view to what the mainstream media wanted to filter and hand you every day. Remember when Barack Obama said 5 or 6 years ago, he laments the fact that we no longer have just two or three networks where they can basically
control, tell
you the information you need to know.
Uh-huh.
That's basically what he admitted.
Yeah.
He basically admitted it.
Yeah, he goes, oh, it's a shame that we just don't have it when it was simple, three networks. And I'm like, yeah, when you could totally dictate the content.
Completely. Filter out stories you didn't care about or alter ones you didn't like.
Yeah.
And that's not it anymore, and it drives the left crazy. And they've chosen to take all that out on Elon Musk.
And warrior women like Liz Wheeler would not be heard today had we not had the people like Rush Limbaugh and Elon Musk opening the channels of communication so that we can decipher information and we can make up our own minds and decisions about what's true, what's false, what's evil, what's good. I just applaud Liz. Like you said, she's come a long way since her broadcasting days when they tried to thwart her conservative voice And now she's got a great platform and millions of people are hearing it daily.
We will, great one, Dan. We're going to get back to this issue of the air traffic controllers here in a minute. We've got somebody on the Facebook feed, or I think it's Facebook this morning, blasting me for my opinion that I'm happy Donald Trump is going to reward the air traffic controllers who did not call in sick.
Who showed up.
Because they weren't getting paid. And I'll stand by that, but I'll explain why Rance is a little mad at me over it. We'll get to all that and more when we come back. Stay tuned.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Lines are open now at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right. I tell you what, man, I almost can't believe the level of giveaway we've got here from the St. Louis Cardinals for 2026 ticket packs. We gave one pack away on Monday. Today we're giving away two because we had yesterday off. So right now you have an opportunity to win the Cubs pack. That's five different games, two tickets to five different Cards Cubs games throughout the course of the season.
Talk about a great stocking stuffer for somebody.
That
holy
is a deal.
Cow.
And a little later, we're going to give away the bobblehead pack. So how about caller number 10 to 314-241-9797? Caller 10 will take away the Cubs pack for Cardinal tickets in 2026. And congratulations to you. We'll give away the other one later in the show. That's your benefit for listening early this morning.
And those Cub card tickets, no matter how the Cardinals are playing, are always a tough ticket to get. So that's great.
That's very true. All right, go ahead and hit cut 14 for me, Ethan. I want to get to this real quick. Secretary Sean Duffy on the what he's had to do with the air traffic control stuff.
I want to bring up one issue that I'll take your questions. You saw on Saturday, we reduced our flights by 4%. So 4% of commercial aviation had to be canceled. Now, some have claimed that this was based on politics. This was based on pressure. And I would just tell you that this information to do this reduction in flights by 4% on Saturday, it came from the safety office. The safety office made the recommendation. They elevated it. And we implemented it. And I'd also note on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, the cancellations in the airspace were higher than 4%. Right? So some might argue we didn't cancel enough flights. Today, we increased it by another 2%. So we're at 6% of cancellations of flights in the airspace.
Wow. And now I heard today it's going to be up to 10%.
Yeah, in 40 cities. Right.
Right.
He picked the 40 busiest cities, and just to try to limit the traffic and to keep it safe, because they're down air traffic controllers.
Because of?
No-shows.
People who aren't coming to work.
Right.
But people who know they're going to get, that the government shutdown is almost over.
It's not unpaid.
And they're going to get back pay.
Exactly.
It's, you're not working for free. You're just working for some delayed amount of money
it's
that you're going to get for
paycheck, right.
Now, what did you say the average salary was, Daniel?
The national average salary is $144,000. It's as high as $165,000 in states like Virginia, higher cost of living states. Missouri, I think air traffic controllers in Missouri make $101,000 a year.
Okay. All right. Plus overtime.
That's their base.
So I said earlier that I was, you know, I'm sorry. If I work for a private public company, but still I work for a company that if they wanted me to work for free, I'm going to be a little leery of that, because what are they doing? Are they filing bankruptcy? Are they getting ready to fire me? Like, I have no way of knowing if they want me to come in and do my job for free that I'm ever going to get any compensation for that work that I did. I don't have any guarantee of that.
Right.
If you work for the federal government, the federal government's not going away.
Right.
You know that eventually you're going to get your money. Now, Rance wrote in here on Facebook, Mark, you went off on air traffic controllers. Many of them have families with small children. By the end of the fourth week, many of them needed to feed their families. They took what work they could find in grocery stores and gas stations. So I don't care if people are inconvenienced in their flights or not. Eating is a basic necessity. So I don't mind if you have a pick up a second job. In fact, I would encourage you to get a second gig if that's what you think you need to do to meet your family's needs. Do that outside of your work hours. Why did that have to interrupt the work you knew you would get paid for eventually? I'll tell you why. Because of the benefit package you have that says, well, if I just call in sick, I'll get paid for that down the road. Plus, I can go make extra money working at the grocery store. Maybe we should change that moving forward.
In what way?
Well, just say if you call in sick during a government shutdown, you don't get paid for that day.
Of course not. Yeah, people say, well,
we're lifting the rules.
They have sick leave.
Unless you can,
they're
going to
argue, well, what if I have a sick day? Unless you have a doctor's note,
you.
And that's at most employers. Most employers require some proof that you have to give. You went to an urgent care. You have your receipt. You have your prescription.
Dan,
yeah,
man, I had to bring a note from Barnes Hospital proving that I was hospitalized last week to send to my company HR.
Right.
So that they knew I wasn't just faking it.
Right.
With six broken
ribs.
That's
most employers today do that. And I think Donald Trump giving a bonus to the people who showed up every day, what's wrong with that?
You bet.
I mean,
that's huge.
It is.
That's right. I love that. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to our friend Nicole Murray and Jimmy Failla a little later. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.